The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians remind us that through the word of truth, the gospel that comes to you, that it may bear fruit and continue to grow. I think it's important that we kind of remember that, that the word of the gospel, the words of the scripture, have the efficacious grace that comes from it. If we truly open ourselves to reflect, to meditate, and to discern the will of God through them. So the gospel, the euangelion, the good news that Christ had won the world, that Christ came to show us who we are as beloved sons and daughters of God, to make us into his disciples, hence instrumental through the power and working of the Holy Spirit for the redemption and the salvation of the world, set us free from the enslavement to lesser things, the enslavement to the lies, the manipulation, and all the things that this world wants to hold on to us. So therefore, we become servants of the gospel, ministers of the gospel, by how we live, by how we preach, by how we share the good news with one another. So my first question for y'all today is that, is the gospel the good news for you and I or not? Is it really the good news or not? Do you and I believe in the good news that come from Christ Jesus? Or is it another thing that we read? Another thing that we kind of hear and let it go? The good news have to change us, and the goodness of that good news have to transform us deep from within to set us free from the things of this world. Which lead me toward the gospel reading today, where Jesus reminds us that even though everybody was searching for him, and he was really busy, he was curing people, laid hand on them, and rebuking all evil spirits. But what did the gospel tells us? At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. He found time for prayer. He found time to rest. He found time for what's important. So perhaps it's a great reminder that even though we might be busy doing all the good things, do we have enough time for God? Do we make time to retreat and to go back from the busyness of this world to seek what is important, to remain with who is important, and to rest in the one who give us the strength to continue on? Yes, we all have the vocation and the calling and the mission to preach the good news and to share the kingdom of God, just like Jesus said. But we also must take time to rest in him. Therefore, today, look back into your own prayer and my own prayer life and make sure that it's not something that is secondary. It's not something that, oh yeah, we do when we have time. No, it should be the first, the foremost, the only thing that matters, because in prayer we recognize that the news that Jesus had come, the news that he preached, is truly the good news that set us free.